views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Shine On Radio. Find your shine with Kelly Wadler. You're tuned into the hit show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join Kelly as she breaks down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, and self-love. Now, get ready to shine with your host, Kelly Wadler.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the second show. Oh, my goodness. I am so excited to be here. And boy, oh, boy, do we have a fantastic show geared up for today. First and foremost, let me explain, if you are a new listener in, what Shine On Radio is all about and what Shine On Movement is. I am Kelly Wadler, your host, and I'm the founder of Shine On Movement. Shine On Movement is an arts and wellness coaching services company who helps individuals celebrate the skin that they're in, essentially celebrate what makes you, you. And within my coaching practice, we focus mostly on body positivity and nourishment, self-acceptance, and how healing all of those places inside of you can lead you to following your true calling. So Shine On Radio is all about bringing on inspiring folk that I know that have done just that, kind of battled that inner war with themselves or once war with themselves in order to shine, in order to follow what their true purpose is on this earth, and while doing that, help others. So before I get into our amazing guest today, who is my soul sister, and I can't wait to introduce her. Last week was the first premiere show, and boy, oh boy, did we have a few rookie glitches. So anyone listening, I thank you for your patience, and thank you for coming back. Also, we had a live feedback last week that I didn't get a chance to answer. It was Joan, I believe, from Chicago, who asked how to handle the post-holiday binge, you know, that holiday eating and all of that, and if that's still trickling into your new year. And my recommendation for you, if you're listening today, is, you know, one step at a time. If you're still eating the leftover cookies or, you know, not back into your swing, what can you do that can take one step in a positive direction, whether it's drinking more water or taking the class that maybe you've been neglecting or taking that long bath that you've wanted. Whatever it is, one positive choice usually creates a ripple effect for other positive choices, right? So once we start feeling good with that little thing, we want to keep going. So to get back into the swing of it after a holiday binge, I say start small and let that ripple and escalate to getting back into your rhythm, back into your swing. So I hope I answer your question. Okay, now on to today. Say hooray to Shining On. So my special guest, Kim A. Caudwell, she is one of the biggest powerhouses I've ever met in my life. And we really met through synchronicity. And I can't wait to talk to you about her. She's the founder of her own lingerie marketing company, which is called Hooray Media. And she's been everywhere, this girl. She writes exclusively for About.com. You've seen her on Oprah and HuffPost Live, Tim Gunn's Guide to Style, the Martha Stewart Show, Women's Health. She's been featured in a commercial for Warner's, the No Side Effects commercial. And her whole premise is how to say hooray on the inside and the outside and underneath it all. And we're going to really go into today with her how what we wear underneath and how we feel underneath can really change our lives. So without further ado, I can't wait to introduce you to the one and only, the most vibrant, enthusiastic woman in the world, Miss Kim A. Caudwell. Welcome, Kim A.
Woo, hooray! Oh my gosh, Kelly, that was a beautiful intro. Thank you so much.
Oh, of course. Well, I couldn't be more ecstatic that you're here. And I want to ask you, my first question I always ask all my guests is this. What challenge in your life taught you to shine or taught you to celebrate who you are?
Wow, I don't think there's ever one major thing, right? I think that our life in general is a culmination of lots of moments or lots of things, and you kind of build on top of this and learn this, and this shapes this. But I will say I have a very life-changing moment that taught me to love myself, and I'm still on that journey, and that was 11 years ago. I was Let's see. I could start by saying that I went to school for musical theater, right? So I already thought I was shining, but I really didn't like a lot of things about myself. And I was putting myself through school. I was working full time and going to school full time. And I took a job at a bra fitting shop in New York City, down in Soho, simply because I needed a little bit more cash. And they paid $10 an hour instead of like $7.50 an hour. And so in my very first week as a bra fitter, saw probably like 100 naked women. Like I fit a lot of women in one day, and I had never seen other women's bodies. Like I was used to seeing what I was seeing in magazines and all of the airbrushed images, and thinking that that's what a woman's body looked like, and then comparing my own body to that. So as soon as I saw all of these women, I had such a better appreciation for my own body because I was 19 going on 20. And here I was taking what I had for granted. I also noticed that every single one of these women that came in, I thought they looked beautiful. I mean, I worked in Soho. I was seeing supermodels. I was seeing, moms of four. And I was seeing breast cancer survivors and pregnant women, like every kind of woman you could imagine. And every single one of them had something negative to say to themselves in the mirror. And I noticed that, and I said, "Well, I never even noticed what you were the thing that you think is so terrible until you pointed it out. What a waste of time." So that caused a big shift in my mind, and I realized that not only did I want to mend my own relationship with my body and stop talking so negatively to it, but I also wanted to help other women do the same. And I did not know 11 years ago here I would be doing it in such a big way. But bra fitting and being a bra fitter was really the catalyst for my way to help a woman say hooray. And we can get into that if you want. But that was, for me personally, that was like the start of my journey. It was really, really special. It was a really special moment.
I just love that. I mean, it's such, everyone has their own unique calling, and something like bra fitting is something, you don't think too much about, but what you have created, and we're going to go into this when we get back from break. Just you wait, whoever's listening, to hear what she has created for something that we don't think about as powerful as bras. For me, bras for my entire life have been something I dreaded. I went from, a tiny A cup to like a D cup overnight. And ever since that moment when I was younger, I've always, dreaded that experience. And really, still to this day, I'm coming at peace and investing in a good bra for myself. And it goes just beyond that. So when we get back from break in a second, we're going to go into that. How are what we wear underneath, and how something as silly as maybe our bras can really change our life, and how Kamei turned that into an entire almost empire, because it's coming. Before we, okay, so we're going to go to breaks. So when we get back, you'll hear all about it. Stay tuned. Can't wait.
Okay, Tokyo,
South America.
Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join Kelly each Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, as she breaks down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, and self-love. To learn more about Kelly, visit shineonwithkelly.com today.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Are you ever consumed with the idea that something needs to change? You hear Oprah and other inspiring people talk about living your authentic life, and yet it's much easier said than done. Duda, the kick-ass muse, has crafted a world-renowned coaching platform that will help you get clarity on the issues you face, take bold risks, get back your confidence, and brave your fears. To learn more and work with Duda today, visit kickassmuse.com.
1230 WBLQ. Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to
We're back with Shine On Radio, and how dare I forget to do a tribute to the one and only David Bowie, who we so unfortunately lost today. What a soul. What a soul that is the definition of shining on, right? Someone who went at the beat of their own drum, who was unapologetically who they are and never stopped in whatever creative dream or vision he had. So Kimay actually posted on her page on Facebook, which we'll get into, I promise. Actually, we'll get into this right now, how we can reach her and how we can reach Shine On Movement as well. But this David Bowie quote, which I have to share, which is, "I'm not a prophet or a Stone Age man, just a mortal with the potential of a Superman. I'm living on." David Bowie, living on and shining on. So here's to you, Mr. Bowie. We're thinking about you, and I know you're up there with Freddie partying on now. So speaking of shining on again, we're here with Hooray Kimay. She has founded her own lingerie marketing company, and she's an all-around just superstar soul who I'm so excited to introduce you to. So as we already discussed, Kimay is all up in the bra and lingerie business, but so much more. Kimay, would you mind sharing how we can all reach you and get connected with you?
Sure. So I have a, the lingerie marketing company is called Hooray Media, but people best know me as Hooray Kime, which is my website with resources for women to say hooray on the inside, outside, and underneath. So that is hooraykime.com. And I spell hooray, HURRAYKIMMAY.com. And that's also my handle for Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and Pinterest. You can find me on there a lot. I love to answer questions on Twitter. I also have a Q&A answer page that you can go to. So if you have a bra fitting question or even a question about some of the other things that I talk about, which includes things like meditation or motivation and things like that, you can actually go to hooraykime.com/Q&A, and you can spell out the letter and.
Perfect. And you know what? You have an upcoming event that you should probably share with us now. Why not?
Sure. I mean, I'll share all the things. I have so much going on that I'd love for everyone to go to. First of all, I host a monthly women's circle in New York City, in Manhattan. It's I partner with a organization called the Wild Woman Project, which was founded by just one of the most amazing women in my life, Chris Maddox. And that's every month around the new moon. So I just had one yesterday. So I'm sorry if you're looking for something for January. There are other circles in the city as well. And that you can get the information for that on my website. The February one is coming up. I also have a vision board. I'll say it's a party. I call it a hooray hangout this Thursday in New York City as well. And that's really just me getting together with some of the fellow women in my life who are either running their own businesses or just want some kind of a focus for 2016. And we're getting together and having some fun and sharing our goals and visions together. And then lastly, I have a giveaway going on. So my birthday was January 9th, so just 2 days ago if you're listening live. And I turned 30 wonderful. So to celebrate, I partnered with three really awesome companies that are women-led businesses that I just absolutely adore, and they are donating these amazing gifts. So one is a $150 gift certificate to Flirt Intimates, which is a wonderful, yummy loungewear and bra and panty company. So $150 to spend with them. Soak, which is a Canadian company that actually makes the yummiest lingerie wash. And trust me, ladies, taking care of your delicates is super duper important. They're donating a friends and family set. And then finally, if you're not familiar with her yet, please do get familiar with Natalie McNeil of She Takes on the World. I'm in her Conquer Club, which is a business incubator. And she has a book now called The Conquer Kit. And it's just the most amazing creative business planner book. And she is donating a book to the lucky winner as well. So all sorts of good things going on. All of this information is on my website or on my Facebook page. So go on over there and check it out.
Ooh la la, what a busy girl. So much exciting things. So anyone who's listening, who whether you're in New York City or not, take it as an excuse to come visit us, take a vacation. We're both really kind women, so we'd love to show you around. We're both reside out here in New York City. So back to bras. All right. So on the break, we were talking about how you took the bra and made it into not only a company, but a mission. So can you kind of dive into one, how that happened, and two, why it's so important for us women to invest in what we wear underneath our clothes?
Sure. I mean, how much time do you have? This is something I'm just so passionate about. And, you know, sometimes at parties, someone will introduce me as like, oh, this is my friend Kim. You know, she does the bra thing. And then they can't shut me up. So just warning. But, you know, I already shared about how my own personal journey with my body, you know, was like sort of a catalyst for this. And being a bra fitter and meeting women and seeing them in such an intimate setting really struck a chord with me, but I realized that I could help them as well. I think because undergarments are hidden for most people, right? Like, I'm assuming that most of us don't walk around in just our underwear. I don't know what you do for a living out there, but for me personally, it was underneath my clothes. And so I think a lot of women were just kind of like, you know, if it's not seen, you know, it doesn't matter. But I realized that so many women were so, and this is myself included, uncomfortable in their bra, uncomfortable with their body, confused about bra sizes, ashamed of how their breast looked. And I could fix that in like a 30-minute bra fitting session. And then that would have a ripple effect through the, you know, you talked about ripple effect before, but that would have a ripple effect through the rest of her day, the rest of her month, the rest of her life. So if you're familiar at all with chakras, which I'm very, very limited knowledge here, but, you know, chakras are not where our bra is also where our heart is. And so if a woman is uncomfortable there, something's pinching, it's hurting, or she's ashamed of what her breasts look like, and she's sort of hunched over, that part of her body is so closed off. So I realized if I helped a woman get into a bra that fit well and felt great, that suddenly that pain or that confusion was melting away, and she could suddenly stand up straight, lean shoulders back, heart out, and she could really lead with her heart. I mean, it sounds ridiculous to some people, but I have seen, I mean, I've fit thousands of women, and I've seen this to be true, that a good bra fitting, and I mean a good one, can really change a woman's life for the better, and then she can go on to change the world. I know it because I've seen it.
I'm embarrassed to tell you that I have never, well, once, but it wasn't a true bra fitting. I've never had one. And as a woman whose company is all about other women celebrating the skin they're in, it is essential. I know I have to go do this. I have to say, though, it is – I go back and forth with my own chest. I remember when I was more insecure, it was definitely something I flaunted because I was like, well, okay, if I put this out, then no one will see the other flaws. And now that I'm more comfortable in my skin, I feel like I've lost touch with this part of my body. Do you have any recommendations for women who maybe feel disconnected with this part of their body?
Yes, I do. And by the way, you're not alone. I just want to say, you know, in my many years as a bra fitter in New York City, the like median age of who I was helping was probably like 55. So a lot of women were waiting to come in and to get help because for lots of reasons. But I think that like they just became so desperate by that time, desperate because they had kind of tried to get through their whole life. And then finally the kids are out of the house. They've got, you know, this extra time and money, and their body has changed so much. They're like, I can't deal with this anymore. I just need your help. So I recommend to everybody, don't wait, get to know each other. So, before we go to break, I want to say really quickly, how to get connected, right? One, just go get a fitting, just go, go get a bra fitting with somebody who's really excited about it. And then experiment a little, like find out what feels good for you. Don't feel like you have to wear a bra at all, right? But a bra that someone tells you, and just get excited about it. I'm telling you, you'll feel so much better and lifted throughout your day if you wear something that you absolutely love to wear.
Sound recommendations, Miss Kimé. Mm-hmm. All right, when we get back, we're going to dive even further into that. We're going to get Kimé's three tips to saying hooray with lingerie. And before we go, I just want to make sure that you know you're listening to Shine On Radio, and you can learn more about me and my own company at shineonwithkelly.com. When we get back, we're here with Hooray Kimé, and we're going to learn more about how we can say hooray with lingerie, her top three ways, and so much more. We will see you right back.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and as a result cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator to schedule a private session or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
On Shine On Radio, the radio that is dedicated to helping you celebrate who you are. And today we have incredible guest, Hooray Kame. If you're new to me or you're just tuning in, I am Kelly Wadler, the founder of Shine On Movement, who our whole premise here is helping people celebrate who they are through body positivity, nourishment, and self-acceptance, and so much more. If you want to learn more about me, you can check me out at shineonwithkelly.com, Shine On Wellness on Facebook, and at the Shine On Girl on Instagram and Twitter. And we have Hooray Kame. It's never too many times to tell us how we can reach you. So Kame, let us know again.
You can reach me at hurraykimay.com, which is HURRAYKIMMAY. And you can use that same spelling to reach me on Twitter, Pinterest, Facebook, and Instagram. Hooray!
Hooray! You make it so much easier. I'm like, Shine On Wellness, and then you could reach me at the Shine On Girl.
Listen, girl. I do social media for people for a living. Consistency across all channels makes it super easy. Really, really consistent. It's really
nice. Oh, you know, I learned something. She's a marketing powerhouse, right? We can all learn something, not just about our bras, but how we can brand ourselves on social media. Fantastic. Yeah. So, okay, so we're back. And what we're going to be talking about now is your top three ways to say hooray with lingerie. So for me, who actually I just had my bridal shower. So,
hooray.
And in my bridal shower, yes, I'm getting married all in it. You guys will all be with me for the countdown because it's coming March 19th, 2016. So these next coming shows will be lots of energy in the air about the wedding. But anyway, I digress. So the shower, I got lots of lingerie, which I don't even know how to utilize. So tell us your three tips.
All right, so these are pretty simple and they're pretty broad, so you can always take these and adjust them for you. But number one, I started practicing this because, you know, I live here in New York City and there's some gray days and rainy days and just some like tough days. Like this is a tough town, you know? So I started wearing my most favorite bra or the most bright color underwear on like a rainy Monday. Like if I was just like, this day, I'm just not looking forward to it. I would get a little pep in my step if I knew I had like my favorite pair of panties on. And that for some people means lacy. For some people, it means comfortable. For some people, it means, you know, whatever. For me, it was like bright, like neon colors. So when I was walking down the street that day, if I happened to make eye contact with someone, I was like, you don't even know what's underneath here. Like, it was just my way of like, you know, every time I went to the bathroom or whatever, I knew it was there. I was like, oh, I got bright panties on today. So that's number one. Number two, wear it for you. So I had the most insane conversation the other day at this bed and breakfast that I went to with the male owner of the bed and breakfast, who talked about like why women buy lingerie and, you know, men don't even care and they just want you to be like naked anyway. And I said, I think you're missing the point. I go, 99% of the women that I help are not buying it for their partner. They're buying it for themselves. Mm-hmm. And I don't even mean just like sexy lingerie. I'm talking about like your basic undergarments, right? Like wear it because you like it. If someone else happens to see it, good for them. But you know you have something beautiful that fits well, that helps your clothing looks great, that helps you stand tall. Like that will emanate and show to everybody that you encounter. And I promise you it makes a big difference. And then finally, wear what fits. So I don't care if you feel like, well, I'm just going to wait until I lose that 5 pounds, or I'm going to wait until, you know, I can fit into whatever. Like, get something that fits right now. And actually go and get a fitting with a bra fitter. Or I have some resources on my own website that can help you determine if it fits, especially a really good resource coming soon. So stay tuned. Because if it doesn't fit, it doesn't feel good. It that's just like plain and simple. Think of it like shoes. If you're a size 8.5 and you're walking around in size 7 shoes, you're not going to feel good. It's going to ruin your day. You're going to be uncomfortable. Same thing with bras and underwear. Wear what fits. Mm. Hooray.
Hooray. And, you know, this is going down even deeper here because we all know, for example, when we're talking about clothes or how we feel in clothes, it really, for me, if I'm not feeling well in my clothes, I'm not who I authentically am as a person. You know, mm-hmm. If I'm feeling that pinch or exactly what you said, the tightness, or I'm feeling self-conscious about how my clothes are falling on my body, then I'm usually putting on some sort of show in front of people that I'm meeting. So you don't see that. As an actor myself, I can go into that, but then I'm usually exhaust myself and then I'm not seen as the most genuine person in the world. So my question then being, you know, this is all a part of body image. This is all about seeing yourself and your body in this epic machine miracle that it is. So how would you say investing or getting clothes that fit or undergarments that fit help your body image?
Wow. Well, for one thing, you're acknowledging your body. That's like just the number one thing. Because like I said, I think a lot of women ignore their undergarments and essentially they're just ignoring their bust or their bra size because it can be scary to just acknowledge it in the first place. That it's there, that it's a particular size, that it's, you know, something you have to handle. So just honoring it and acknowledging it is step one. And then I also think that you can, it sounds silly to some people, but I really believe this, like, if you're honoring your body and especially your bust or your breasts, there's so much power that you give yourself when you say, this is important because I'm important. I am worth doing this. I am worth feeling comfortable. I'm worthy of looking my best. I am worthy of wearing, you know, something that makes me feel good, even if no one else sees it. It's just a really simple, basic way to start honoring yourself. So your body, yourself, your being, whatever. And that's where really my inside, outside, and underneath kind of comes into play here. Because yes, I talk about bra fitting. Yes, I've been a bra fitter for 11 years. But I sort of use that. I shouldn't say use. That sounds like I'm manipulating. But that's really like the shiny object that gets people interested, right? There are women that I talk to who are like, of course I need your help. My bra feels terrible. But what I really deliver then is gold. Because if I tell someone, which I'm sort of saying now, if I tell someone, hey, do you want to change your life today? Come try on this bra with me. They're going to be like, well, you're a little crazy. But it really, that's what I end up delivering, is this like sense of worth for a woman, this sense of like support and upliftedness and confidence and comfort that just starts there. And then we can kind of explore it from beyond. That was a longer answer than I anticipated, but I hope that makes sense. It's just a way to honor yourself and your body.
It makes perfect sense, and a beautiful answer at that. You know, again, thinking about a bra as almost a spiritual thing is so something we don't do. At least I don't. I mean, the idea that there is this garment that is literally supporting you and helping you do you throughout the day is a very powerful thing. Mm-hmm. So what would you recommend women, like, where do we even go? Like, how do you start getting a fitting? Is there a place you recommend? Is, you know,
sure. Well, there's three ways that you can find your bra size, right? And like I said, size is super important. So one is you can go to a professional fitter. Now, there are many ranges of, you know, who's good and who's not and who knows what they're doing all out there, right? So go to someone that you said that you you know you can trust and ask for recommendations. Two, you can use a bra calculator. I don't really suggest doing this unless it's just like a second, you know, set of opinions, because they're not very accurate. And then third, you can actually measure yourself at home. I have a whole resource on how to do this on lingerieabout.com, which is where I write a lot of articles for about.com. It's a lingerie expert. And it's just a starting point. It's just for you to start getting familiar with what your bra size starting point could possibly be. And then releasing some fear over what that number and letter could possibly be. That's the big step.
I know that was huge for me. I was in very much denial about that. When we get back, more on that topic, and also we're going to talk about my favorite juicy topic, which is dream following and how Kameh even did this all. And Kameh, you've been in business, what, a year, 2 years?
It'll be 2 years next month. Hooray!
2 years, and she has skyrocketed. So we're going to learn her advice and recommendations on how you can do that for what your passion is, what your true calling is. All right, so when we get back, more with Hooray Kameh and Kelly and Shine On Radio. We will see you in a second.
Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find Your Shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness the Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Do you often find yourself feeling overwhelmed, overworked, or exhausted? Are you ready to embrace a life filled with more love, connection, and joy? Best of the month list and 5-star rated on Amazon, Conscious Being by author TJ Woodward will awaken you to your true nature. To learn more about how to get your copy of Conscious Being, visit consciousbeingbook.com today.
David Bowie.
Amazing.
I know. Behind the scenes, Kameo and I have been talking about how we can't stop dancing every time we go in and out because of David Bowie's amazing stuff. So may he rest in peace. We're thinking about him and his family and what a shining light he was. So back to Shine On Radio. I am your host, Kelly, founder of Shine On Movement, arts and wellness coaching services company who helps people celebrate who they are, the skin they're in, you name it. And we have special guest, Hooray Kameo. Before we dive into our last segment here, it's going by too fast. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure everybody knows how we can reach Kameo and myself. So me, you can find me at shineonwithkelly.com for recipes, tips, you name it, blog posts, my most recent publishings, all up there. And Shine On Wellness on Facebook and at the Shine On Girl on Instagram and Twitter. Miss Kameo, how can we find you? And please let us know about your upcoming events again.
Okay, so you can find me at hurraykimay.com, which is HurrayKimay.com. And I'm also at hurraykimay for Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and Pinterest. And I have a couple of events coming up. You can find out about my Wild Women Circles in New York City, which are monthly. My Vision Board Party, which is this Thursday, January 14th in New York City. And my giveaway that's going on now until January 31st. And all of that information is either on my website or my Facebook page.
Fantastic. So much going on. And anyone who's listening, whether you're in New York City or not, or wherever you are, please follow Kameo, follow me. We'd love to stay connected. The world can be a very small place with social media at our fingertips. And I know I can speak for Kameo too. We love meeting and greeting and connecting with new people. That's actually how Kameo and I met. Kameo reached out to me by chance on a Facebook forum, and here we are today, and I'm so grateful at that.
Same. So,
yeah. And happy birthday, Miss Belated, Miss 30 Wonderful.
Thank you. Exciting. Capricorn Power.
Oh, you Capricorns, you stubborn folk. No, I'm kidding. Very creative folk, too. So let's get into my favorite topic of conversation, and that is dream following and true calling following, and how exactly we do that and cultivate the bravery to follow our dreams when, yeah, there's a lot of external things in the way. There's a lot of fears, money woes. Who knows? The list can go on and on. How do we follow our dreams? So, Kimay, you are a perfect example of someone who took what they knew, took what they're passionate about, took what they loved, took what the purpose that they're here on this earth, and then created a thriving company. Tell us how. How did you do it?
Oh, boy. I don't think we have enough time to explain everything that's led up to this, because again, it's so much. I feel like, you know, you're so complimentary, and yet I'm still working on this. This is still a journey. It's just like creating a loving relationship with my body. Like, it doesn't just start one day and then you're done. Like, this is building a business and building a career and sticking true to it. And it's very much on par with building a journey, you know, with my inner self, like very, very much on par with it. So I will say, I went to school for musical theater. I did not
go
to school.
Me too.
Right? Hey, girl. Heck. I did not go to school for marketing or for profiting. I started as a profiter because I needed to pay the bills, and then it kind of went from there. And you know, within a year of working in bras and lingerie, I was working for one of the highest end companies in the world, La Perla, as a brand merchandiser at two of the most famous department stores in the world, Saks Fifth Avenue and Bergdorf Goodman here in New York City, and then was on television for them in Tim Gunn's Guide to Style and Martha Stewart Show back when it was live on NBC. And that was like just because I, you know, said yes to an opportunity. And then I went from there and got into like the back end of retail and lingerie marketing, and then started my own business in 2014 as a lingerie marketer. And that was really because I had a choice to make. I could either stick with this company I was working with that had to make some downsizing in the company and just stick with what I had been doing, or I could try something new. And I chose to try something new. This is also, you know, a story that I share not with everybody, and it's a little bit personal, but I decided to go full time into my business. I started it in like February of 2014, and then like July 2014, I decided, all right, I'm going to stop working, you know, any other job and just do this. And I talked about it with my husband. We made a family decision. I said, okay, I'm going to do this. A week later to the day, like literally a week later, my husband got let go from his job. Ugh. And we were like, oh, okay, here we are. But the truth is, you know, we both decided to stick to what we really wanted to do instead of what we felt like we had to do. And it was those opportunities that we were faced with. And I say it was a challenge, but an opportunity to then go for what we wanted. So from there, I was offered or had the opportunity to take many jobs that are wonderful, but were not for me. And so I really had to decide what it was that my true heart wanted, where I felt like I could make the biggest impact in people's lives, and then stay true to that. So that meant having to say no to some really wonderful opportunities. In fact, I just said no to one recently that we were talking about at the break that on paper looks fantastic, but in my heart, like, just did not feel right. And so I think staying true to who you are and deciding what it is you really want and value, and then having the courage, and I mean, gosh, it takes courage to continue on that path. That's like my biggest advice. Can I also share my biggest life advice in general?
Yes, I was going to ask you it anyway. Go ahead.
Amazing. So this has become my motto over the last year, and I think it applies to so many things more than just business, but it's two things: show up and be nice. And by show up, I mean, don't just like go to things and be in the public eye. Although that networking and building a network of people and like being places is super duper important, has made a big difference in my business. But also, like, if you're going to go someplace or commit to doing a course or whatever, like show up, like be all there. Even here on this radio show with you today, I turned off every other distraction. Like I'm here, I'm going to show up and be my best self here all the time. So that's number one. And then number two, be nice, like be a nice person. So much of the opportunities are so many of the opportunities that I've been gifted throughout the last year have been through people that I've connected with that I made a positive impression on them, or we had a really great time and I've supported them in some way and they returned the favor and they said, hey, I thought of you for this opportunity. I'm passing it along simply out of the kindness of their hearts because I was kind to them. So just show up and be nice.
Kimmy, we love you. And I know that everybody listening loves you too. And did this show go by fast or what? I can't believe we're here. But
I can't believe it.
I know. I can't thank you enough for being here. Everybody who's listening, she's amazing. Please follow her. We'll remind you in 1 second before we go. And keep in mind, Shine On Radio is happening here on Transformation Talk Radio every Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time, 9 Pacific. I'd love to have you. Check me out at shineonwithkelly.com. And quickly, Hooray, how can we reach you one more time?
At Hooray Kimay, which is HURRAYKIMMAY, or HooraySkimay.com.
Thank you so much to everybody who is listening today. You guys rock. We'll see you here same time, same place next week. And remember to get your shine on. Have a fantastic day, everyone. And rest in peace, David Bowie. Bye now.
Bye.
You've been listening to Shine On Radio. Find your shine with Kelly Wadler. This hit show celebrates what makes you, you. Join Kelly each Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, as she breaks down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, and self-love. To learn more about Kelly, visit shineonwithkelly.com and tune in next week.